As you can see, modern African-American history is complex, and the creation of the Schomburg Center became a depository of Afro-electric artifacts. Among them are rare historical manuscripts, art objects, and early editions of books from African-American writers like James Baldwin and Langston Hughes. In fact, the center has a small portion of Hughes' cremation ashes. The center also holds personal objects of Black nationalist Marcus Garvey, who led a mass movement between 1914 to 1920. Another treasure in the center is a collection of personal items of one of America's most influential individuals, Malcolm X. Though he rose to prominence as a member of the Black nationalist movement, the Nation of Islam, he branched off on his own as he began to advocate for unity and not tension between people of all colors. This attitude towards unity led to his assassination in 1965. 40 years later, his message remains a strong one. Much of the center's original collection came from Arthur Schomburg, known as the father of Black history. Schomburg was a Puerto Rican of African and German descent who moved to New York. As a child, a teacher told him that Blacks had no history, heroes, or accomplishments. Schomburg became determined to prove her wrong. He spent his life teaching and researching Black history and had amassed an enormous collection of Afrocentric artifacts. These were sold to the center in 1926, and when he died in 1938, the center was renamed in his honor. Inside the lobby, you can see a photograph of him. If you want to see the permanent collection of historical objects on the second floor, you will need to check your bags. Photographs are allowed, but without flash. There are public bathrooms on the main floor. Just ask at the information desk when you step inside. From the center's entranceway, walk half a block north along Malcolm X Boulevard against the traffic to 136th Street. Cross 136th Street and make a left. Walk about 100 feet down until you come to the blue awning of Funerals by Design. It's a 2-minute walk to the next stop. We just mentioned the Harlem Renaissance, and so much of Harlem's modern history relates to this historic era from the 1920s to mid-1930s. This was a time when African-American arts and culture experienced a rebirth and enjoyed a sense of empowerment. Both Black people and open-minded white people appreciated the uniqueness of Black art, music, and literature. As the great African-American author Langston Hughes said years later, the Harlem Renaissance was a time when Negro was in vogue. It was a time when Harlem's nightlife was booming in nightclubs like the Cotton Club and the Savoy Room. It was also a time when Black and white intellectuals and artists commingled at gatherings called saloons. There were lots of saloons in Harlem, filled with cultural discussion, the latest fashion, and lots of liquor. The most famous, or rather infamous, saloon was located at our next stop. By now you should be in front of the funeral home. Look across the street where you will see a short building with orange doors.